Harper Audio presents Reboot by Amy Tintera. Performed by Christine Vam. Chapter 1. They always screamed. My assignment wailed as she slipped in the mud, whipping her head around to see if I was gaining on her. I was. Her feet hit solid pavement and she broke into a full sprint. My feet grazed the ground as I chased her, my short legs easily overtaking her panicked attempt at running. I yanked her arm. She hit the ground. The sound that escaped her mouth was more animal than human as she desperately tried to stand. I hated the screaming. I pulled two sets of cuffs off my belt and secured them around her wrists and feet.
"No, no, no, no,"
she choked out as I attached the leash to her handcuffs.
"I didn't do it."
I wrapped the leash around my hand and ignored her protests as I hauled her to her feet and dragged her down the street, past the crumbling wooden shacks.
"It wasn't me. I didn't kill nobody."
Her movements became wild, almost convulsive, and I turned to glare at her.
"There's some human left in you, ain't there?"
she asked, craning her neck to look at the number above the barcode on my wrist. She froze. Her eyes flew from the 178 printed on my skin to my face, and she let out another shriek. No, there was no human left in me. The screaming continued as I led her to the shuttle and threw her inside with the other members of her gang. The metal bars clanged down as soon as I stepped aside, but she didn't try to make a run for it. She dove behind two bloodied humans and back, away from me. I turned around, my eyes flicking over the slums. The deserted dirt road stretched out in front of me, dotted with poorly constructed wooden homes. One of them was leaning so heavily to the left I thought it might tip over at the slightest gust of wind. "Ren 178, I said, adjusting the camera on my helmet so it pointed straight out. "Assignment secure."
"Assist Tom 45,
a voice on the other end of my comm ordered.
"In pursuit on Dallas Street, coming up on the corner of Main."
I took off down the dirt road and turned into an alley. The stench of rotten trash hanging in the humid air so thick I wanted to bat it away from my face. I sucked in a deep breath and held it in my lungs, trying to block out the smell of the slums. 45 whizzed past the alleyway on the paved road in front of me, his black pants torn and flapping against his skinny legs. He left a liquid trail behind him, I assumed was blood. I darted onto the street and flew past him, the sound of my boots causing the human ahead of us to turn. This one didn't scream. Yet. He stumbled on the uneven road, and a knife fell from his hand and skidded across the pavement. I was close enough to hear his panicked breathing as he dove for it. I reached for him, but he shot to his feet, whirling around and slicing the blade across my stomach. I jumped back as the blood trickled down my midsection, and the human's lips turned up in a triumphant smile, like this was a victory. I resisted the urge to roll my eyes. 45 hurled himself at the beefy human, taking them both down. I hadn't trained 45, and it was obvious. Sloppy and impulsive, he was barely faster than the human. Before I could intercede, Beefy took hold of 45's neck, gave his helmet a shove with his palm, and jammed the knife straight through the boy's forehead. I winced as 45 gurgled and slid off him, his bright gold eyes vacant as he hit the dirt. The human scrambled to his feet, doing a few celebratory jumps and making whooping sounds.
"Yeah, what you got, Blondie?"
I adjusted my comm, ignoring the human's annoying attempt to bait me. "Ren, 178, 45 down." Beefy's smile slid off his face at the mention of my number.
"Continue."
The voice coming through my comm was flat, uninterested. I locked eyes with Beefy. I wanted him to run. I wanted to kick his legs out from under him and smash that triumphant look on his face into the dirt. I took a quick glance down at 45.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?